Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us at this time every single Monday as we talk to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, typically Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. Meanwhile, just a real quick update. I know this is not your folks, but in Escambia County, we've got a lot of people tipping us, texting us about Mobile Highway police units responding to something over there, even up as far as the fairgrounds. Channel 3 is now reporting that the Escambia County Sheriff's Office SWAT team is in a standoff at the Homestay Lodge Motel on Mobile Highway seeking a suspect with active felony warrants. Obviously, I know you don't know anything about this case or anything, Shane, but just when you hear that, you know, these are the kind of things that happen all the time. Not necessarily a standoff happens all the time, but, you know, you deploy the SWAT team for whatever reason. When you hear that in a neighboring agency's report, or when I talk about it, just kind of how does that grab you as a police officer, as a neighboring agency?
Well, you know, there's always a concern for the safety of the officers and the citizens that are involved in a scenario like that. Like you kind of alluded to just a moment ago, we become a little bit desensitized as a society because, you know, every day you see cops running with lights and sirens. And, you know, while it's not every day, it's becoming more and more common that you see things like a standoff. So I'm afraid that we get a little desensitized to it. However, I would just remind folks that, you know, bad things do happen. You know, citizens and officers get hurt, and sometimes they pay the ultimate sacrifice. So anytime I hear something like that, I pray for those officers and those citizens involved, and, you know, just pray the outcome will be as good as possible.
Yeah, and I'm completely with you. And just the other day, I was sitting in traffic at a place and saw a couple of cruisers go through the intersection, lights on. I called to find out, hey, you know, what's going on? And they're like, oh, I mean, we do that all the time. And then the answer, you know, it turned out it was a FHP officer who had not responded to an inquiry for update, and he was just away from his radio. It turned out to be no big deal, but it was a, you know, could have been anything, and you never know. I mean, that's kind of the point. Anything happened in Santa Rosa over the last week or two, the last couple of days or week that we haven't talked about already?
You know, kind of in the same vein of the you just never know category, we had a missing child last Thursday evening. Our deputies were called to a residence in the Munson area, and some parents reported their child was missing and possibly abducted. You know, upon receiving a report like this, time is absolutely critical. We have to do as much as we can, as quick as we can. So every resource at our disposal was called out: drones, investigators, bloodhounds. We received assistance from Florida Department of Law Enforcement as well as FWC. We wasted no time getting all those resources up there, and fortunately the child was actually located unharmed, still on the property, had just gotten separated, and from what I understand had gone to sleep in a unusual location. And this was a happy ending, but, you know, this is another one of those cases where it really makes you think, wow, we could have had a tragedy on our hands.
Right. And as you said, sleep in an unusual location. I mean, you know, kids get into car trunks and kids get into wells and kids, you know, who knows? I mean, and, you know, you don't know when you're losing your mind as a parent. And, you know, thank goodness it all worked out okay, because you never know. And I have said this, I don't know how many times on the radio, but I just want to say it again, and you can give me an amen. The television is absolutely lying and negligent in continuing to perpetuate this nonsense notion that you have to wait any amount of time to report a missing child. Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, how long do you have to wait before you call the police for a missing child?
Don't wait at all. The moment you think your child is missing, contact us. And, you know, one of the things we run into, not only the falsehood that you mentioned that's perpetuated by television shows, but a lot of parents fool themselves into believing, well, they're around here somewhere, I will find them. Look, if you call us and you find them while we're on the way, that's terrific. We're not going to be mad. And I've worked these cases, and I can tell you, when we find them after getting there and they crawled into a closet and went to sleep, or they went into a doghouse, or they were playing, and, you know, we are elated that that's the way it turned out. We're not going to be aggravated that you called. So
absolutely,
the moment you think a child is missing, call us. because time is of the essence. If it is a legitimate abduction, the abductor is doing everything he or she can to put as much space and time between us and that child. Time is critical.
I'm so glad you said all that, because that is just I'll be honest, I'm really I hadn't thought about this till just now, but I'm thinking about trying to start either a petition among law enforcement or an open letter. I don't know exactly what form it's going to take, but I just want to tell Hollywood to shut the blank up and stop telling people this, because I think it costs people's lives and it costs kids' safety, and it drives me crazy every time I think about it. Let's take a quick pause, because I have a totally different question I want to ask you about, Shane. Chief, I know it's in the grand scheme of things, not all that significant, but it is the news of the day. Will Smith smacks Chris Rock on international television. Chris Rock then declines to press charges. But when I see this, I see a clear open and shut case of battery, though I'm actually sympathetic to Will Smith, and that's a whole different issue. But the police in LA are not pursuing a case against Will Smith. Can you explain how this works? When somebody doesn't press charges, if you see the event, it doesn't really matter, or am I wrong?
Well, you're not wrong in that there are some cases where we will press charges without a cooperating victim. However, in most misdemeanors, if it's not if it doesn't fall within the purview of the domestic violence guidelines, most misdemeanors, there's not going to be any kind of prosecution taken without someone who has standing to lodge a complaint. In this case, it would be Mr. Rock. He was the victim, ostensibly, of a misdemeanor crime. In the state of Florida, that would be misdemeanor battery. He would have to request the charges be filed in order for the police to make an arrest. He has the right not to pursue charges, and the police do not have the right to insist that he does.
Interesting.
Now, again, that would be different if there were a domestic violence connection there. The state will actually take responsibility for pressing charges in those cases.
Okay, or if there were aggravators that pushed up into the felony level, right?
When you get up into the felony level, sometimes we will be less inclined to concern ourselves with whether or not we have someone actually making a complaint.
Okay.
But as far as misdemeanors go, it's a rare exception that we will pursue charges without a victim.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, because I knew there would be a clear answer. Very interesting, by the way. Thank you for clarifying all that for me. I appreciate it. Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do to educate us and to keep us safe. I appreciate it, sir.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.